for WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thede. On Tuesday morning, November 25th, at approximately 7:47, a Grant County Sheriff's Office sergeant stopped a vehicle driven by Brad Collins, 35, of Woodman, for not having his headlights on in the dense fog. When the sergeant made contact with the driver, he noticed the odor of marijuana in the truck. While at the driver's window, the sergeant noticed that the passenger, Paul Bunce, 41, also of Woodman, was holding what appeared to be drug paraphernalia. A second deputy arrived to assist, and during the initial investigation, additional paraphernalia was located, and Collins was placed under arrest for operating a motor vehicle while under the influence with a detectable amount of restricted controlled substance. After Collins was arrested, a search of the vehicle was conducted. During the search, drug paraphernalia, marijuana, and suspected methamphetamine was located. As a result, Bunce was arrested for possession of a controlled substance. Bunce was transported to the Grant County Jail, and Collins was transported to a local hospital for a legal blood draw and then to the Grant County Jail. The search led to the Sheriff's Office finding approximately 4 grams of marijuana and 34.9 grams of methamphetamine. Collins was booked into the Grant County Jail for OWI, Restricted Controlled Substance 6th offense, operating after revocation, OWI-related, and failing to install ignition interlock device. Bunce was booked into the Grant County Jail for possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia. A fatal UTV accident occurred in Iowa County Friday morning. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office issued a formal press release regarding the fatal UTV rollover that occurred on Tower Road in the town of Eden. According to the release, the Iowa County 911 Communications Center received a report of the accident at approximately 10:36. Upon arrival, first responders located a UTV that had overturned with the operator pinned beneath the vehicle. The individual, a 67-year-old man from Illinois, was pronounced deceased at the scene. Preliminary information indicates that the operator was preparing to go deer hunting and that the incident occurred on private property. Multiple agencies responded, including Cobb Fire, Highland Fire and EMS, Air Care 3, the Wisconsin State Patrol, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. The incident remains under active investigation by the Iowa County Sheriff's Office in coordination with the Wisconsin DNR. Wisconsin is filled with everyday heroes, people who step up in moments of crisis, lend a hand to neighbors in need, or create lasting change in their communities. The American Red Cross of Wisconsin is now accepting nominations to honor these individuals and organizations at one of the 3 upcoming chapter-hosted events across the state. If you know someone who embodies courage, compassion, and service, you are invited to share their story. Visit redcross.org/Wisconsin to nominate your hero by December 31st. School consolidation bills ready for Senate. Bob Haig reports.
A package of 6 Republican-authored bills that would provide various incentives for districts to consolidate were introduced last month and fast-tracked, receiving public hearings before being passed on largely partisan votes in the state assembly. Districts that consolidate and those that consolidate specific grades into one building would be eligible for additional state funding. Democrats argued the legislature has failed to adequately fund public education in Wisconsin. It's not clear whether the state Senate will take up the legislation when lawmakers return to the Capitol in January, or how it would fare should it reach the desk of Democratic Governor Tony Evers. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced the U.S. Department of Justice will not apply new restrictions to Victim of Crime Act and Violence Act Against Women Act funding, According to a press release, the new restrictions would have required survivors of domestic violence and other crimes to prove their immigration status to qualify for the funding. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is urging vaccinations with the holiday season here. Respiratory disease epidemiologist Thomas Haupt says the combination of travel and colder temps makes this time of the year the perfect recipe for spreading disease. Immunization Program Manager Dr. Stephanie Schauer says it's not too late to get those vaccines, and even getting them now will give you protection for the bulk of the respiratory illness season. Southern Wisconsin saw plenty of snowfall over the weekend. Parts of southern Wisconsin saw record-breaking snowfall from Saturday to Sunday morning. Madison saw 11.7 inches, setting a single-day November record. Portions of southeastern Wisconsin saw anywhere from 6 to 11 inches, and in the southwestern part of the state, snow totals ranged from 5 to 9 inches. The Richland Center High School Band will present their annual holiday concert Wednesday at 7:30 in the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Admission is $5 or by activity pass. Featured performing groups will be the Freshman Concert Band and Symphonic Band. The bands will be performing holiday classics that will set the mood for the holiday season. The Richland Center High School Bands will also be holding their annual cookie walk prior to the concert. Holiday cookies will be available for purchase by the box in the West Commons Auditorium area. Cookie sales will start at 6. There will also be Meet for the Beat raffle tickets available at the concert. This year's prizes are first prize, quarter beef, second prize, whole hog and a stick of summer sausage, third prize, 7 rump roasts, 7 packages of brats, 7 chickens, and 7 sticks of summer sausage. These prizes are sponsored by the Ed Martin and Dr. Terry Moan families. The drawing will be held on Tuesday, December 23rd. Winners need not to be present to win. All prize winners will be contacted by phone and announced on WRCO Radio. Get your holiday season started with the Richland Center High School Band's annual holiday concert Wednesday at 7:30 in the Richland Center High School Auditorium. For WRCE News, I'm Tim Thede.
The Wizards stun the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks losing to the worst team in basketball last night, 129-126 in Washington. This despite the fact that Giannis and Kevin Porter Jr. both played in the game, although Scoot, as they call him, had to exit with a back spasm after leading the team with 30 points.
They're tying up on an offensive rebound, about 5 minutes left, and I tried to play through it a little bit, but then I tried again on an offensive rebound and just caught it.
Head coach Doc Rivers.
I didn't think we played right most of the night, personally. They had 18 more shots than us.
The Bucks have now lost 8 of their last 9. College hoops tonight, Marquette hosts Valparaiso. The Golden Eagles have lost 3 of their last 4. They're at 500 right now with 4 wins and 4 losses. NFL, the Packers getting ready to host the first place Chicago Bears on Sunday. The team confirming the defensive tackle Devontae Wyatt suffered a fractured ankle against Detroit, ending his season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid-20s here this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with a little light snow, especially after midnight, our low dropping into the mid to upper teens. Tomorrow, a little more light snow in the morning than cloudy with a high in the upper 20s to near 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.